Hi, my name is Tamia. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning the call back to this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is he. This is Dexter White. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. This is the question I had. I got a letter from you all.
Mm-hmm.
I had put in a claim, but I live in Georgia, but I was working in Alabama. I worked for a company that was out of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter was stating that I needed to send in some verifications in, and I wanted to see exactly what it was, but I mean, I had that much time to reply, so I was hoping you can help me.
Yes, I can help you. You said you received a letter saying what now?
Let me get the letter real quick. Give me 1 second, and I'll read it to you. I should have had it in my hand, but I didn't know you were gonna call back so quick. Give me 1 second. How's your day going so far?
Good. How are you doing? How's your day going?
I'm going wonderful. I left this bag in my car, so give me 1 second. I'll get the bag, and I'll be able to go over what they sent me. Okay.
My name is Maureen, and I'm calling on behalf of the Online Renters Alliance, and I'm calling you reference the New Mexico Housing Hearing.
Okay, now this one is stating, this is stating additional information is needed before determination can be made on your unemployment compensation plan. It's a proof of your job service registration provided by the state of employment services in the state where you live. So what do I need to do to do?
Hold on, because I don't want to tell you what I think. Let me look for you.
It's a proof of job service registration provided by the state employment services in the state where you live.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Have you ever went online to view your portal?
No.
You never viewed your portal online? Okay. Let me look. Let me check.
Okay.
And you said you have to update what now?
They say they need this thing called proof of job service registration provided by the state of employment services in the state where I live. So I guess wherever I live in Georgia, and
okay.
I need a proof of job service registration. Never heard of that. So that's all right. Proof of job service registration. Mm-hmm. Proof of job service registration provided by the state employment services in the state where you live. So it said, please attach copies of requested documentation with your name and social security number written on each attachment and return to the address below, which is your address as well. I guess ADOL building one, building room 3421. Is that where you are? 649 Monroe Street.
Oh, are you asking me? Is that where we're located?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They told me to send it to that address. I was just asking if that was your location.
Oh, I don't know. I can't. I don't know because I work in the call center.
Oh, I got you. Are you able to look at my social security number and maybe it'll come up on your system or no?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Whatever they sent me, it may be in the system, you know, in you guys' system.
Oh, see, we don't have access we don't have access to that because we just filed the claims.
Oh, you just filed the claims, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to see.
I filed this claim a week ago, maybe a week or two ago.
Okay, I'm just trying to see which direction I should take you in.
I got you. Mm-hmm. What's the name of this department again? I'm gonna write it down by your number.
The Alabama Department of Labor, or the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.
Okay.
Okay, so it seems as if I need to direct you to the our inquiry line.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just let me know when you're ready for that number, and I can give it to you.
Go ahead, give it to me.
Okay. The number is 800-361-4524.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to. That's the number that you just called?
That's how I got you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they
let me tell you what happened. I guess when they asked me, the press, they asked me if you filed a new claim. Since I couldn't get through on the other, you know, how you got to press one or two, I just waited for someone to come on so I can talk to them. So they probably just referred me back to that line. Do I have to, what option do I press once I get to that, once I make the call again?
Well, once you make the call, it'll be, it won't necessarily, like, have options. It's just really just a number that we give you. So, like, if you needed, like, extra information that we can't see, they can give it to you. But
yeah, I couldn't get nobody on the phone because they were saying I had to make an appointment, and I would have had to done that by 5 o'clock yesterday after 5 o'clock to get a call back today. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, so, but the thing about that is they only accept the first 600 people. So if they didn't call you, did they give you a schedule time to call back?
I didn't call yesterday. See, I had a call yesterday. You see what I'm saying? I had a call after 5 yesterday. I probably got the call this morning, but since I didn't do that, that's why I probably didn't. It was prompting me to go ahead and try to make the claim today, and then they would probably call me tomorrow, but I was just trying to figure out what I need to do today so I can go to my unemployment department, get all the stuff I needed so I can go ahead and send you guys whatever you need.
Okay. And you said you needed for an unemployment claim, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay, because I had another option that said you can go to the local career center, but I'm trying to see if it's like another phone option for you if you can do it over the phone.
There you go. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay. I've been suggested that you should visit a local career center because right now.
Mm-hmm. I can do that. It's not too far from me. So I was just there last week, and that's when they were like, you know, when you file your claim, because you work for the company you work for was in Alabama, go ahead and start your claim with them. So, but I can do that because, like I said, now I got something on paper. And I can just hand them what I have, and they'll know what this means. I don't know what it means. You know
okay.
What I'm saying? Like, this
yeah,
is
I got you. Okay, because, yeah, right now they don't have, like, they didn't give me a number to for you to call, so they said just go to the local career center.
I'm going to do that. And now that I have this information, this will be helpful because they'll know exactly what I need to do now since I already started the process. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much, okay?
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.
You do the same, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.